Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Toonami Therapy. It's November 21st of 2019. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're back and doing this at the normal time, which means that maybe it won't actually be put up super late on this time. Maybe. We'll see. I'm on the thing is that I always want to listen to these things before uploading them just to make sure something weird didn't happen there. And I normally do that when I'm at work because I listen to a bunch of stuff. And things. Except I'm actually on vacation this week, which is going by way too quickly. I don't know. I guess maybe I'll try to listen to it while I'm spending time not doing the things that I told myself I would do this week. Yes. Anyway, so now that we've gotten so might be slightly late, but whatever. It probably won't matter, most likely. Someone listening to it will just be like, oh, they're talking about all this stuff, but it doesn't matter anymore. So I need to stop referring to these sort of things, especially because they'd already be listening to it. And now I'm rambling again, so let's just skip past that bit of awkwardness and get to Dr. Stone, episode 13. So with most of the ingredients ready, they start making some of the other things to help prepare the antibiotic, and that whole sequence is really funny with all of the facial expression to what Senku's saying. It's something you gotta see. But then they figure out they just need alcohol. So then they find out that, okay, well, if you win the grand bout tournament, then you can get a ton of alcohol. They're like, okay, let's do it. So basically
hold on, let me just ask this question. How are they holding tournaments whenever there's like only like a few hundred people who are alive? You know, like the first thing you do after getting unpetrified is I'm holding a tournament.
Well, these people have all been around for a while. It's you know, it we don't know how long yet, but like, you know, they haven't just gotten out of the petrification. That's real. Senku and those other characters who we haven't seen for a while are the ones that actually got out of the petrification. These people have been basically unpetrified for so long they've forgotten like things like technology and science.
Oh, okay. See, that's what confused me. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they're doing that in order to decide who gets to marry Ruri's sister or whatever. So, but of course, our heroes mostly just want to get the alcohol. So they end up. So of course, the big thing is that they have to figure out how to beat Magma, that one really big guy, and then they Oh golly, Kinro, that's the one, goes up against him, but he's having some difficulty because he doesn't have great eyesight. So Suika just throws him the sort of melon thing and he puts it on and then can see better. Then it's all, and it looks kind of like, you know, some sort of weird superhero pose thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and that was...
Yeah, that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny, actually. That's what I took away from it. It was pretty humorous.
Yeah, there were a bunch of good jokes. I love the stuff where Senku's talking about it, and he's just, you know, saying all stuff like, if you get this in your eyes, you'll go blind. This was used by the Yakuza to destroy bodies. And Suika's just, like, looking more and more terrified. Anyway, so yeah, and there was a bunch of funny stuff, there. Yeah, it was enjoyable, it was fun, it was good. Then we move on to Food Wars, episode 19, which I will admit I only realized about 15 minutes ago that I didn't actually watch it. So you're going to have to go over this one.
Okay. Hopefully you remember some of this stuff, but basically there's like a group of 10 people, like a...
the Council of Ten?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I was going to say committee. Council of Ten. Yeah, so, and Erna is on that, and they're, like, talking about whether they're going to let Soma go through, and of course he says no, and everyone else, of course, says yes. So, Soma is through, and now he's with, like, pretty much all those people he's been doing stuff with. And now they've got like another test to do, and basically, and he runs into Alice. I can't figure out. Like, I can't figure out whether she's supposed to be good, evil, evil, good, or neutral. I don't know. But he runs into her, and then they kind of it's kind of like one of those things where the episode ends with like, you know, is Soma going to, you know, survive this test or whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I remember the generalities of this arc, but
yeah, it actually was a very interesting start to the arc, but there really wasn't all that much food to it, which is actually a good thing, because see, here's my thing on Food Wars: it needs to have less food and more wars. so whenever it's these wars going on, I like the show a lot better than whenever it's all about the food, because I don't know anything about food. All I do is eat McDonald's food. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't really say too much that, but then we'll go on to something that I know I watched this one. Well, I watched everything else, but so, we've got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind, Episode 4. So, basically, Giorno, as in our last one, ended up fighting that stand that goes after whoever lights the lighter, relights it, or anyone who sees it. I'm not sure what the point of the second group is, but... so they end up having to, so he ends up having to go up against it, and it turns out it's super fast and dangerous, but it can really only, attack in the shade, because it's apparently a vampire of some kind. Mm-hmm. So Koichi ends up getting roped into the whole thing, and together they manage to go up against, it, and of course, we have... Like, this is a problem with JoJo. We've got all these battles, and I can't, like, just go through them beat by beat. I just have to say, they have their stand battle, and they managed to win. So, since Giorno then finds out from Koichi that a long-range stand like that would be operating somewhat autonomously, and the user wouldn't even know all this stuff, he then just relights it, and then presents it to the... boss guy he dies this episode, so his name doesn't matter. him, and he's like, oh, okay, you're in it, and stuff. And then he gives this weird speech about how disrespecting someone is warrant for you getting killed, and Journal's like, okay, so then he uses this he just uses his stand to turn one of the guy's bananas into a gun to kill him, because he says, well, you disrespected that innocent old man, you know, who got killed. And I was thinking, well, technically, when the stand was autonomous, he wasn't really telling the stand to do that. But I guess you can say that because the stand had the command going after whoever did that, whoever lighted or seen it, it there was definitely going after innocence anyway. I guess, although I do am left one wondering if I'm sure this won't ever be mentioned, but the fact that the guy ended up getting killed right after Giorno left does seem to be a bit of a red flag. He might have had something to do with it. But anyway, he ends up getting like inducted into the group. He's with that guy with the zipper stand thing, and meets up with other people who a bunch of other characters who are apparently part of his crew that they'll be working with, and I assume will be important characters considering I recognize some of them from the the like sort of posters for the series. So
yeah, that was the episode.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't too much into it. In fact, I can't remember the last time I was really enjoying JoJo. Probably back at the beginning of part 4. And then, I just can't get into it. I don't know what's exactly made it different, because parts 1, 2, and 3 were all great, and 3 was amazing. But, just not feeling parts 4 and 5.
Well, I can understand not really liking 4 that much, because I had some problems also. But I'm just, like, this episode, I thought, when I was watching, I was like, wow, this is the sort of thing that I would have seen in part 3, this sort of, like, fun stand battle with them having some sort of kind of cool abilities and them having to figure out how to exploit it. I thought this was, like, very much a return to form compared to part 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I'm just so confused over, like, who really is the main character of this arc, you know? Is it this new JoJo, or is it, the characters we've been following from the last arc, you know?
Giorno is the main character. I think Koichi is here kind of early on, but I don't think he does too much after this. I know Polnareff shows up at some point.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know so much of the specifics other than the fact that he apparently gets turned into a turtle for a while. Anyway, I have no idea when that ends up happening, but I just heard about it. Anyway, so that was the episode. Personally, I thought it was, like I said, I thought it was enjoyable. The biggest issue I have is I think we need a few more characters, because right now we've just kind of got Giorno, but it looks like we're getting a bunch more starting next episode. So maybe that will, help out, change things a bit more. But yeah, like I have really been, because I didn't like part 4 that much, I have been enjoying this so much more personally. I'm like, yes, this is what I've been wanting. Crazy stand battles that involve silly strategies that it's kind of hard to believe people would manage to come up with in just a matter of seconds. Like, how did you do that? Oh, well, see, but you weren't able to touch the tree with your stand to make that happen. Oh, well, see, I was able to, with this crack, reach in and grab its root. It's weird that the same characters the same sorts of characters who couldn't figure out after like 20 times in a row, wait, something weird is happening, maybe it's a stand user, are able to come up with like these insanely these insanely smart strategies in a matter of seconds. Okay, so we got that. Then we move on to Lupin the Third, Part 5. We got episode 22. So everyone, Lupin and Lupin, Goemon, Jigen and Ami are off to try to rescue Fujiko. And And they try, and they get into the thing, and they get to her, except Goemon gets paranoid about what exactly, like what I don't know, like
why he's
like working with Lupin at all, and whether Lupin just sees him as some sort of part of his collection, and they end up fighting. And I,
yeah, he comes up with this like right in the middle of a dangerous mission. It's like, I should think about my existence and ponder that for a while.
Yeah, it's just a matter of why not do this afterwards? There's no reason to need to do it right now, is the problem, is the thing. And the other part is, it's about this, and I'm just like realizing, so we're in part five, and we've seen part four, all part four, and this was just never really brought up. I mean, I don't think it up until this point, from the start of part four up until this point in part five, they ever actually talked about how they even met or joined up or anything. They just were like together as a group. I think that was like covered like in the earliest anime, and then just ever since that, like the group is just together and such. And we were even like, it's weird because you were even seeing clips from stuff that I assume was the earlier series, like an anime series, because you can see the animation is totally different. So I don't know, that it just kind of felt like this would be something they could have done a little more to set up or whatever. But they've got that. They end up fighting. Goemon apparently wins and hits Lupin with a really bad injury, and then realizes, oh wait, this was kind of a stupid idea, and tries to, you know, help him. Ami just like announces that she's to the guy who's doing all of this, the guy who made people like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm actually your daughter or something, because he lost her daughter. I can't remember what they said about it, but they established it before, and that's literally where a cliffhanger ending episode is. Yeah,
this was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if it wasn't supposed to be serious, like it had so much unintentional humor to this episode. Like the reason why Goemon just decides, okay, now I'm going to start questioning my existence, figuring out my purpose in life, and have a duel with Lupin right now in the middle of this very difficult mission. And then he almost kills Lupin, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I gotta save Lupin. And it's like, you moron, you just would have not had this battle right now, there wouldn't have been a problem. It was just really weird. And then I was like, what is this thing about Ami being his daughter? What does that have to do with anything? You know, I don't really care about Ami. I actually hate the character because it's every time she's in an episode, it seems to take away from the usual fun of Lupin, and this is very un-Lupin like we've got, you know, Goemon, you know, trying to figure out life, and we've got someone who might be a daughter of a bad guy, and it's like that's not what I like about Lupin. So yeah, I was unimpressed with this episode.
Yeah, well, it started out good. It was interesting and, like, and you know, it's like, ooh, it's a rescue mission. I mean, Fuchiko was acting really weird through the whole episode, like uncharacteristically philosophical. But I was like, okay, whatever. But then we just get all this, like, stuff, and it's right in the middle of the mission, which is just kind of dumb. I just had some problems with that, especially when the guy's proving to, like, trying to prove to Goemon, oh yeah, I see this people log is rating these things as true. Don't mind the fact that I'm the guy in charge of the whole thing and could easily be altering this information. I mean, I guess you can say it that he was established to not know that much about technology, so maybe he wouldn't get that, but it still was a bit annoying in regards to that. Yeah, I was just more... I just think it's like, we've got this stuff, and I'm just thinking, this episode hasn't even really, this series hasn't even really gone over how they even met. They were just together as a group, and I'm fine with that, but if you're going to be trying to explore this sort of thing, you need to at least have a real flashback episode to how they met and came together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like maybe this stuff was in the earliest anime, but the earliest anime series was out in actually let me look that up. Let me just I because this it would have been so long ago. Let's see. Okay, I see when the manga starts out, but when did the anime first? Okay, part one of it. Yeah, it aired initially in 1971. So yeah, it's the crazy thing is it wasn't even mentioned in the previous part either. So how many people who are like more new fans to the series are not going to have any context for this?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, so it was a mixed bag. It started out okay, but then it just got weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we got that. Then we got, Konosuba episode, 9. Yes. So in this episode, some of the people suggest to Kazuma that there's some sort of like weird succubus shop where you just go there and then they give you erotic dreams or something. And there's that. Except then there's all this. So then he kind of falls asleep in the bath, and then darkness comes in, and of course he thinks it's part of his dream, but it's actually not. So weird, so misunderstandings ensue until it turns out, no, you're actually not dreaming, this is the actual darkness. So then he just like pretends the whole, he doesn't remember the whole thing was under control of the demon to like, you know, try to get away with all of the perverted stuff involved in there. That was basically the episode.
Yeah, I was really uncomfortable through this episode.
This was easily my least favorite episode of Konosuba. Okay, so I had a few problems. One, like, there's all this that annoying stuff, like fan service with like this succub, actually, there's a lot of that in this episode, and there's been some of that before, but they really went over the top this episode to an extent I really dislike. But here's my biggest problem. So she comes in, and he's like, oh, this is my dream. Let's do all this stuff. And I'm just thinking, and I immediately figure out, oh, it's not his dream. He just thinks it is. This is going to lead to wacky misunderstandings. And
yeah, it was so awesome. Yes, yeah.
Well, would have been, and I was thinking, well, at first, I thought the joke was going to be this, that Kazuma was going to be like, oh, it's my dream, or wait, is it? And it would be him trying to figure out if he's dreaming or not, and that, because that would have been really funny, but then it just goes on with him not even thinking that, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's not a dream, because that would have been great if he was trying to figure out if it was a dream or not, and there were wacky misunderstandings on that. That would have been actually pretty funny. But instead, they just went for this, and it's just, it didn't work for me. I didn't really find it funny. Some parts were kind of uncomfortable, and it just you figure out the joke too quickly.
Yeah, I just was, I was like, I was like, I can't believe they dubbed this without without reservations about it, because I mean, this is yeah, very uncomfortable material that they were going with here. It's not a hentai, so
At least they did choose Darkness to be the girl with this one, because she's like the. In fact, that was a weird thing. The fact she acts all nervous and stuff. And I'm just like, this is Darkness. You're supposed to be crazy into this sort of thing. It seemed to like not make that much sense her actions, and that's what I was thinking, because she would be the character who's sort of weirdly into this sort of weird. Sort of perverted stuff, I would like be thinking that would be the joke of Cosmo trying to figure out, oh wait, is this like the fake? Is this a dream and that's why she's acting like this? Or is it just because the real Darkness would do something like this? But then she's not acting that way, and then you know.
Yeah, you would think that I would be a big fan of an episode with a negative darkness, but I was not a fan of this one. This is my least favorite episode because it just made me feel all squeaky inside. So even with the fan service, and you know I love fan service, but not here. No.
I my be it's not even just that it's fan service, it's that it's fan service that's just trying too hard, really. Like a lot of it. It's just like, oh, like the Sakabai. Okay, so they're not wearing that much. Oh, and yes, where they're making sure to animate every single jiggle of their things, which is like, I don't know, I didn't even find it like, I found it like more just kind of irritating than anything. It's just more distracting. I'm thinking, well, mate, or is that supposed to be the joke? Is it just supposed to be, hey, look at it, we're devoting this animation to this sort of thing. Funny, huh? Or is it supposed to be sexy, or is it supposed to be funny in how over the top it is? I couldn't figure out it out.
Good point.
Okay, so yeah, it's a shame that we went from the best episode to the worst episode of the series. Hopefully, but the episodes before
Now,
this have all been pretty good, so hopefully it'll go back to that.
yeah, the last episode wasn't my favorite. My favorite was the one where I forget what his name is, but that guy in the suit comes and attacks the village
Oh, that one, yeah. That was also good.
yeah, that was my favorite. Yeah.
But yeah, my previous w was my favorite just because I think it had more and better jokes than any of the previous ones. But yeah, it outside of this episode, it had been good. So hopefully we'll get back to being more consistent. Maybe this will just be like the bad episode of the bunch and the rest will be good.
Yep.
Okay. Then we get Chihai up. Chihayarafuru, I never know if I'm saying this right.
Chihayafuru. Chihayafuru.
Yeah, what you said. Episode 8. So they need to get another person, which is I don't know. You saw this one more recently than I did. I can't for I saw this like 2 weeks ago because and stuff. Can you
Oh
remember
yeah,
that?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hold on a second.
I mostly remembered the Konosuba episode because I disliked it so much relative to
Okay.
Konosuba.
Yes. I did watch this today. So
Okay.
I just forgot I had a brain lapse there, but yeah, so basically Chihaya is desperate to get another member of the club. Because, you know, we got the good old thing. We need enough people to fill the club. So, she basically stalks this kid that she calls Porky, which I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's the way to get someone to join your club. You know, bully them and call them by an unflattering name. That's the way you get someone to want to join your club. And so this kid likes tennis, which actually has a parallel to another sports anime called Princess Nine, where where they're trying to get a baseball team together and they don't have enough members. Does it sound familiar? And one of the girls they need plays tennis. So they're like, okay, play a baseball game, and if you win, then you don't have to join the baseball team. So it's literally the exact same plot as that episode of Princess Nine. Now, I highly doubt they were plagiarizing it, but it felt exactly the same. And so basically, he ends up, I don't even remember whether he won or lost. I think he lost, but basically he's going to join the club, and Chihaya still insists on calling him Porky, which I just find so insulting. Like, as someone who's overweight, like, that's mean. So yeah, if I enjoyed the episode, but yeah, there's a lot of things I didn't like about it.
Well, apparently, you were mentioning Porky, and I was just suddenly remembering, oh, what did she call him in Japanese? Because I assume it was something else, and it just went up with that for it. Apparently, the original, in Japanese, what she is saying is calling him Nikuman-kun, which means, like, steamed meat bun. So, that's...
So it's not about being fat, it's about being food? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that... maybe that's, like, an expression in Japanese that, like, means, you know, that you would use to express that someone's kind of overweight, or maybe it's because, like, you know, it's refer to the shape. I don't know. I just got that's like, just apparently it.
Like meat.
Yeah. Well, that's another one they translate, because originally it was he called her Nikumi, which is just like kind of a diminutive of her name and the word meat. But they ended up having to, like, but they just went with the dub for, I guess, like, you know, meat for some reason. So Chihaya Furu, it's another "we got the person to join the team" episode. It's, you know, it's standard. It did its job. It didn't do it, like, in a particularly, it was not really good or bad. It just happened.
Yep.
Okay. So we got that right. Yeah, just not that much else to say of that. There was the fact they did mention a little more about the rules in this episode. Finally.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good thing, because now I'm starting to be like, okay, I can almost understand it now. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
Then we got...
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
I'm sorry. No, I had nothing to say.
Oh. So then we got "The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime" episode 16.
Okay, so... basically, we have more of the same. We have Rimuru making another peace treaty, and then we have Rimuru having to name people. And whenever they get names, that, like, powers them up. It's like levels up them. And then let's see. Yeah, come to think of it, not really that much happened in this episode. Like, it just feels like, okay, this is his life as a slime, but he's not really slime most of the time. So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, there was that other demon lord person, Milim Nava, who goes to meet them.
Oh, Yeah, she shows up, and basically they don't get along at first, and then finally they're able to get along at the end. That's kind of basically how it goes, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm part of your village too now. So it's like, I feel like we've got so many good guys, we don't have like any real conflict, you know? I would like some sort of villain that they're going up against, but
yeah,
I guess.
What I was trying to figure out was the fact, I'm like, okay, so he manages to beat her, not because he overpowers her, but because he just gives her honey and she really likes it. So, and wants more. And I'm trying to think, okay, so do I like the fact that he actually, there's an opponent who is too strong for him to beat and he had to just win in that sort of way? Or am I annoyed because it's still him coming out on top yet again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a, yeah, that didn't like make much sense, because I'm just like, it's not anything like that special. It's just honey. Does she not know what that is? You can get that anywhere, can't you? If it had been like some sort of like special, like, you know, when Senku made ramen and everyone thought it was amazing and stuff. If it had been like some special knowledge of something that he was only able to make because he knew about it on Earth or something, that could have been interesting. You know, it could have been more like on Dragon Ball Super, how Beerus would always like be sort of aligned with them just because they gave him food he liked. So, yeah, we got, that, I suppose. Also, she's got, her outfit is kind of, is very fan service-y.
Not as much as that girl whose name escapes me right now, the purple-haired girl.
I guess it depends on how you, look at it, because the purple... you're talking about like the person who was the ogre, right? Yeah. Well,
the one who's always holding.
Yeah.
Rimuru, well, the slime right in her breast.
It's different part, because for her she wears a very low cut thing, so you get a big like look at the upper stuff. Whereas the other person, well, I mean, sure, she's not like wearing that much, but boy, golly, do you get to see a bunch of her you very much see like butt cleavage out of her as they call it. But yeah, like I was saying, I was just looking at like, okay, so I mean, I guess he wasn't able to overpower someone for once, but he still wins. So I don't know, if it had just been something that was a little more unique than, hey, it's honey, and like, yeah, I will join with you now, that would have been a little better, I guess. Also, it mentions about how she acts like she's still really young, so I'm just thinking, okay, so does she look young because she actually is young, or is she actually really old and looks young but also acts young, or what? I was confused by that part. Actually, I remember there's this one series. I don't know that much. I just remember there's this character who's like super old, but she looks really young and is super irritated that that everyone like treats her as if she's young. And as a result, so yeah, that was Slime. We talked a lot about an episode that didn't necessarily have that much that happened, but so yeah, that was our shows. I guess if we want to say our favorite stuff, are we still doing like, you know, separate stuff for Toonami and non-Toonami, just our favorites from each of them?
Yeah.
Okay, for non-Toonami, wow, that's actually tricky because I wasn't really that into any of them.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think even if I had some problems, I did actually kind of like Meleem's personality, so I guess I'll go that time I got reincarnated as the slime. I did think she was kind of funny for
I
the.
don't. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Chihaya for that one.
Okay. For the Toonami stuff, well, dang, both Dr. Stone and JoJo I liked, but I think I'm gonna go with JoJo for me. This was the kind of episode that is just what I like watching.
And I'm going with Food Wars, which, again, whenever it's got more wars and less food, I'm always a fan of it. So,
Yeah, I yeah, in fairness, I didn't see it, so maybe that would have topped those other shows for me. Okay. So, that's yep, that's our shows then. Actually wait, are we having no wait, we are having Toonami this week. I think they're having a marathon next week 'cause it's Thanksgiving.
That's right. So, how are we going to handle that?
I don't know. We'll figure something out. In the
Okay.
meantime,
Yeah.
maybe watch some
Yep.
other stuff, maybe watch a movie. We'll figure something out. So that's your big cliffhanger. What are they going to do? Well, we'll find out next episode, maybe. We'll see you then for the pulse pounding, exciting, unbelievable conclusion to this cliffhanger. You won't want to miss it.
Bye.